Today's scripture reading will be coming out of the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17, Isaiah, chapter 62, verse 4, Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 22 through 24, and Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. So, let us first start with the Word. Second Corinthians 5 and 17 reads thusly, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Isaiah 62 and 4 says, thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. Ephesians 4, verses 22 to 24. That ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and the rivers in desert. May you be blessed by the reading, hearing, and doing, and most importantly, the doing of God's Word. Divine direction. Every day we make choices that shape our life story. What would your life look like if you get godly principle guide, if you let godly principle guide those choices? Over the next week, we'll begin to explore seven principles from divine direction to help you find God's wisdom for your daily decisions. If someone asked you to tell your life stories, what would you say? You might start with where you were born and how you were raised. You might mention your first love. Maybe you talk about the big move your family made or when you left for college. If you're married, you might describe how you met your spouse. If you're not married, you might describe why. If you're a parent, you might scroll through some photos on your phone and show off your family. Or maybe you describe your career path. What's in your story? Most of us have chapters we'd rather not share with anyone. Maybe you've ended up somewhere you never wanted to be. You didn't mean to blow it, but you did. You made decisions that took you farther than you ever intended to go. You did some things that cost you more than you ever thought you'd have to pay. You hurt people. You compromised your values. You broke promises. You did things you feel like you can't undo. Your story is not over. It's not too late to change the story you'll tell one day. The good news, your story is not over. It's not too late to change the story you'll tell one day. Regardless of what you've done or haven't done, your future is unwritten. You have more victories to win, more friends to meet, more of a difference to make, more of God's goodness to experience. Whether or not you like the plot so far, with God's help, you can transform your story into one you're proud to share. Here's one way to change your story. Start something new. No matter how uncertain, afraid, or stuck you may feel right now, your story continues today. What will you start today? Praying daily with your spouse? Reading a YouVersion Bible plan every day? Going to counseling to deal with an unresolved issue? Living with greater generosity? Serving at your church or in your community? Now is a good time to jot it down. Open your notes and record your thoughts. Don't overthink this. But do take a moment to get it on paper. Just a sentence or two. Ask yourself, what do I need to start doing to move in the direction of the life story I want to tell? That, my friends, is something to think about. Divine direction. What's in your story? What are you writing in your book? What are you writing in your life? The good thing is, as a kid growing up in school, the one thing I remember about pencils was they came with erasers. In other words, a mistake is going to be made. But with an eraser, you can erase that mistake. We make mistakes in lives, but we can erase that mistake by starting new and deciding within ourselves, I'm not going to make that mistake again. So what's in your story? What are you writing in the chapters of your book? It's not too late to turn it around. Take that eraser and erase those mistakes. Keeping in mind that this is the day that the Lord has made. Make up your mind that you're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for joining me once again. And I'll be back with the second installment of this series. So be blessed and be a blessing.